PhDs in human biochemistry, and they have been specializing in looking at how to identify what people are going to need to do from a nutritional standpoint. And so what we look at are three what we call biomarkers. We look at something called lipid peroxide. An idea of what's going on with free radical damage, oxidative stress.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Sadistic behavior. And you know, here in Florida where I live, there's a little town down here called Archer, and there's a street on Archer called Magnolia, and that's basically crack central. Now, you go down to the end of Magnolia Street is where the dog fights are. Now, I've never been there. I wouldn't even consider the idea. The idea appalls me. But I know that this goes on, and now if I know this, just from being around the community, then obviously the law enforcement knows about it. That's what they want to call themselves today, law enforcement. They don't want to be called peace officers. They want to be called law enforcement. But they do nothing about it. But I did notice where they did go out and find a patch of 7 marijuana plants growing behind some guy's house. And they busted him for it and got him on federal charges or some kind of stuff for having a few reefer plants around his house. But yet these dog fighting, this goes on unchecked, unabated, never in the paper, never talked about, unless you're down at Freddy's Barber Shop and somebody in there makes mention of it. And it's predominantly in the African-American community. And where this Magnolia Street is, that's right down in the middle of the African-American community. And this is and I don't want to say their problem, because it's not their problem, it's my problem as well. It's your problem as well. Because these creeps, these scumbags, will go and steal somebody's dog and throw it in with their dog as bait. Golden retrievers, poodles, whatever. And these scumbags really, really enjoy this kind of stuff. It's like a fetish for these guys. Now, you know, here this guy is, an idol for youth. We put this guy up on a pedestal as being a great athlete. And we pay him millions of dollars. This Michael Vick just lost, or is probably going to lose, a $190 million Nike contract. 190 million. A lot of zeros, folks. Probably more than I'll ever see in my bank account. I don't really care. But the point is here we're going to pay this guy $190 million, and what does he do for entertainment? Fights dogs. How cool. I mean, you know, I think Americans can tolerate the athletes with the dope, with the whores, with the, I don't know, you know, whatever it is that these athletes come up with. But this one is just, I mean, this has just gone beyond. I mean, not only was this guy at these dog fights, not only was this creep breeding these dogs, but he was also promoting the dog fight spectacles themselves. Now, why the feds haven't went in and charged him with federal conspiracy because of this was going on across state lines? Why they haven't charged him with more than what they have, I don't know. But already, as I speak, the naysayers are on TV, and folks, you can just flip on one of your news channels, you won't have to wait long, and here these people are on here saying, well, this guy is innocent until proven guilty. That's right. I firmly believe that. But, you know, it doesn't. You don't have to wait until the jury comes back with a guilty verdict to start drawing your own conclusions. It's his house. He's got these kennels back there. Eyewitnesses are coming out of the woodwork now saying that he's at these fights. They've got him on videotape of destroying these animals cruelly. And to be quite blunt with you, folks, I believe it. I look at the creep. I look at the scumbag. And they're telling me, oh, well, he's a great athlete. I don't even know about that. I watched a football game last year that this guy, he blew the game. He blew the game. He fumbled the ball. And when the crowd booed him, he shot the crowd a bird. Now, he was fined for that. take exception to all this is that I've got a little boy that I say he's little. He's not little anymore. He's 11 going on 12. He's at the prime age for putting these athletes up on a pedestal in his mind. And I only hope that he doesn't pick Michael Vick, because Michael Vick likes to fight dogs and treat animals that can't defend themselves, treat them like this because it makes him feel like a bigger man. It's sad, folks. It's really sad that we live in a society that tolerates the abuse of animals. And, I mean, if you haven't figured out, you're listening to a very conservative radio network here. I mean, you know, kind of leans a little bit to the right. Now, those liberals out there would have you believe that people who lean to the right aren't animal lovers. I don't belong to PETA. You know, I'm not a left-wing, bleeding-heart liberal here, folks. I mean, come on. But on the other hand, animal abuse just turns a screw in my brain. It's almost as bad as child abuse. I mean, it's right there hand in hand with child abuse. Abusing somebody that doesn't have the ability to fight back, like abuse of old people. There's another one, the abuse of the elderly. Right there with Michael Vick, right there with his little dog operation, just like right here in the county right next to mine, that the sheriff allows this dog fighting to go on. It's been going on for years. I've yet to hear of an arrest. Folks, we live in double standards in this country. We want this country to be, it's a bright and sunny future. We've got things here in America so great that we can go over to Iraq and bomb them people. And in fact, we can even debate going into Iran and taking our way of life to the people in Iran. And in fact, the world is even trying to chastise the Iranians because they stoned a guy. I don't know if it was adultery or whatever it was he'd done, child molestation, whatever. They dug a 3-4 foot hole, threw this guy down in there, buried him up to his waist.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. Life.com or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Just before the break, I didn't hear the music as we were going to break there. It's making a point about the Iranians, about how they stone people in that country, brutally stone them for acts against children, acts against women, the elderly, that type of thing. You know, it's been known in this country for some time. If you get caught stealing in a Muslim country, they just cut your hand off. No problem. You know, you're not going to have the hand to steal with, not to mention that everybody in town or anywhere that you go is going to know that you're a thief because you're missing a hand. And you don't have to worry about molesters in Iran because if you get caught doing that over there, they'll just stone you. I mean, and we're going to take our way of life to them? You know, we're going to take and spread freedom and democracy and the American way of life in Iran and Iraq? Oh, how great. They can have dog fighting, child molestation, abuse on the elderly, a social insecurity system. I mean, what is it we're going to take to these people again? I kind of lost sight on all that. Now, back to this Michael Vick. Some of these acts, the way that they would destroy these dogs, is just barbaric, to say the least. And this got brought up towards the end of the week with an African-American guy that I work with. And I said, so what do you think about the Michael Vick case? He said, well, it's just another case of them, whoever them is, going after another poor black guy. I about come apart. I said, look, this isn't some poor black guy. I mean, the guy has a $190 million contract with Nike. So wealth is not the issue here. So what you're saying is this is just another case of them, they, the government, or whoever, going after black people. So we're going to start making excuses. And then on the news last night, I noticed that they said that Michael Vick come from a poor family. That he come from a family that didn't have much money. So they're already starting to make excuses for him. But I think in this country, we need to quit making excuses for the African-American. They want to have this dog fighting in their communities, just like here in my local community. Then we need to start calling the spade. No pun intended. Huh. And, you know, if it's a problem that white people have, then we need to address it. Say, hey, white people go and do this stuff, we need to stop it. If it's Indian people that are doing something out on the reservation, then we don't need to say, oh, some guy out on the reservation. No, we need to say the Indians out on the reservation have a problem with this. We need to quit making excuses in this country. ourselves as to why we stomach this kind of behavior. The NFL hasn't even released this guy. The National Football League has not released this guy. And yet I can think back on incidences where Tank Johnson, another poor African-American guy, that really did get screwed around because he had some firearms, constitutionally protected, and he got let go because he got a ticket. So, I mean, you know, the NFL definitely got caught with their pants down on this one, and yet they're not doing the right thing and standing up and saying, look, this behavior is wrong. We're going to suspend this guy until, you know, it comes to trial. If he's innocent, then fine. If he's not innocent, well, maybe he ought to be put in a cage. Folks, we've got issues in this country to where we can't even talk about a problem when a certain group of people, I mean, you know, if you were to point out that the media is almost exclusively controlled by Jews, oh my, you must be a Nazi. You must be a racist, a bigot, because you say that the media is controlled by Jews. Well, you know, that Hollywood is controlled by Jews. You know, Brad, you must be a racist because you'll even go as far as to say that you think our country is being run by Jews. Well, I do. I mean, the Prime Minister of Israel seems to think so himself. He says we don't need to worry about Congress in America. We control the media. We being the Israeli. Now, that's Sharon's own words. Then when I buy a newspaper, doesn't matter which major newspaper I buy, I flip the front page over, and I look where it lists all the editors and the publishers and the researchers and all that. And so I start scrolling down the names, and I start seeing Pearl and Silverman, Feinstein and Goldstein and all these kind of names. All have kind of a similar ring to them. Now, folks, it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out that people, a certain group of people that make up 2% of our population, has almost exclusive...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. 1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Lou Dobbs, and he made a comment about, well, it was these Hasbro toys that's burning kids, and he said, well, just another product from communist China. And later on in the broadcast, he talked about, well, at least we live in a republic. You know, it's almost, I mean, it was the first time, I don't know, maybe ever in my life, that I've heard on the controlled news network the word republic instead of democracy. And very seldomly do you hear about our great friend China, our great trade partner China, being referred to as communist China. So I don't know if there's a fissure in their system, or if they're just putting him out there as a, see, we've got both sides of the fence covered. I don't know. But again, my point is, we definitely live in a controlled environment where they being those that control the media. And again, if you don't know who controls the media, open your eyes, start reading their names. Not hard to figure out. Let's go to the phones. Again, the phone lines are open. I apologize for not getting the number out. As always, toll free worldwide call 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the lines. Roger in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey. Hi.
How are you this morning?
Oh, well, I was just going to ask you, are you a government agent? I mean, did the government slip one by John Statmotter to get you on the air? Because you are totally, you're a complete idiot.
Oh, I'm a complete idiot? How's that?
Well, I've
waited a long time for somebody like you to call me. And
really?
Tell me how I'm wrong.
Here we go. Let's go.
I'm all ears. Let's do it.
I mean, because all you're doing is talking about you're disseminating all this infighting between blacks and whites and Jews. And you know what the real problem is the government, okay? The one elite, the New World Order, and all you want to do is disseminate all this violence between blacks and whites and...
No, what I want is I want people in their community
to
be responsible for themselves.
I mean, you know what? John Stadmiller probably is asleep most of the time because, you know, if he was successful, he'd be more like Alex Jones. But here he has you, Brad Forbes. Come on, come on, man. Come on, bring it on.
Well, I'm waiting for you to tell me how I'm wrong.
Because all you're doing is you're disseminating all this.
Is it not true about Michael Vick?
Towards the Jews.
Wait a second, Roger. Roger, hold on a second here now.
What we need to do is the blacks and the whites and the Hispanics need to unite against the New World Order.
Oh, yeah, I agree to that. But let me ask you this, Roger. Do you not agree that Jews control our media?
Do I say that Jews...
Do you believe that or disagree with that?
You got me there.
So you do agree that Jews control our media?
The Jews control our media.
Well, I mean, I'm just asking you. Is it Yugoslavians? Is it Lithuanians? Or is it Jews?
Okay, listen. Do you listen to...
Wait a second, Roger.
You
agree that Jews control our media. Is it true or not true that the Jews as a religion believe in child molestation?
Okay, I'm throwing it right back at you, man.
No, you're not throwing nothing back at you. You haven't even answered my question. Do Jews believe as a religion that it's okay to molest children in their Talmud?
Okay, but it's not going to do... Okay, but you know...
Yeah, of course it is going to do us good because by the time... We need people to wake up that the people on the TV...
Hey,
and on the radio is lying to us.
Listen,
I'm not lying to you. I'm just giving you facts, pal.
I'm on the same page as you, Brad. Why don't you listen to me for a second? But I don't think that if we start throwing out, racial or religious, labels at people, then it's going to get us anywhere. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Brad. It's not going to get us anywhere. All we have to decide is this. You know what? At the very top, at the very freaking top, there are blacks, there's whites, there's Jews, there's Islamics. All the people with the money are at the top. And if we start dividing shit... All right,
You're out of here, Raj. You're out of here. Get him off here. Now, I'll tell you what, folks. I've worked 20 years plus on the railroad. And I do my very best to not swear on this on these airwaves. And believe me, folks, it's hard. You get in a habit... Habits are hard to break. And believe me, I can swear like a sailor. And I try to keep it curbed because we try to keep this radio free speech. Roger, you're more than welcome to call back another time when you can keep it clean and keep it factual. Facts are what we want here on this radio network. Now, I don't necessarily agree with everything that John Stadtmiller says. I'll tell you what, I find it hard to disagree with him. And I don't agree with every other host on here, or disagree. The fact is that this network is for free speech. Mr. Stadtmiller doesn't have to agree with me or disagree with me, nor am I trying to incite racial upheaval. What I am trying to do is to point out to people that we have to quit making excuses as Americans. Myself, I try to look at the world with a straight-on approach. You know, the is this real or is it fake? And when I come to the determination in my own mind that the news media is completely controlled by these people who call themselves Jews, which if they want to call it a race, they call it that. If they want to call it a religion, if that serves their needs, they do that. But they want to control yours and mine, the African Americans, the Chinese Americans. They want to control our lives. They want to put us into concentration camps. I didn't write the Talmud. I didn't author that book that systematically says it's okay to molest children. And if I point this out to you and it enrages you because Brad Forbes points out the fact that Jews believe it's okay to molest children, if I point that fact out to you and it incites you to be angry at them, you're going to tell me to quit doing that? That I'm doing wrong? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And you know what? In today's day and age, how can anybody say what I'm talking about when we allow people like Howard Stern to go on the air? And people pay money for that. Folks, I don't intend to incite anyone to get angry with any other American. But I do incite you to get angry at people who are fighting dogs, molesting children, abusing old people, and sitting on their duffs at home watching TV while our country is being invaded by Mexicans. Facts, Roger, facts. These are all facts. Our country is being invaded by Mexicans and South Americans. They're not Lithuanians coming across the border. They're not Russians. It's not people from, you know, wherever coming here. No, it's South Americans and Mexicans. They bring their dope across. They bring their RS-11 or 12 gang across. They behead people out west, deputy sheriffs. They bring crime and drugs into my country. They're lowering our wages down. How much we can make an hour, they're lowering that right on down. And they're going to keep doing that until this country is a third world cesspool just like theirs. And those on top, those that are controlling the media that's telling us, hey, it's all okay, folks. Just go back to sleep. Go back to the ball game. Go back and watch Michael Vick. He'll throw a touchdown today. We'll pay him a few million dollars and he can go abuse some animals tonight. And Brad Forbes, you better not speak out against it. You better not call the spade to spade. You know, because somebody out there might take exception to it. I'm tired of it, folks. I'm tired of it just like everybody else is. And until Americans get fed up, you know, the Japs found out about that in World War II. We got fed up, and look what happened. We got fed up with the British. Look what happened. I only hope that there is enough voices out here that are jumping up and down, waving a flag, however they can, articulating it to you, however they can, that we've got a problem. And we got to do something about this problem. And now, if I take Raj's advice, I'm not even going to discuss these problems because I might offend someone. You don't see Brett Favre having dog fighting going on in his mansion. And then they try to say that he come from a poor family. The excuse makers out there. You know, the guys that'll call you up and tell you that you're a racist. They can't bring facts to the table and say, no, it didn't happen like that. No, Brad, it's not Jews that control the media. It's Lithuanians that control our news outlets here. You know, folks, the news media shapes your mind, whether you agree with that or not. When you look at Time Magazine, Fox News, you listen to the Clear Channel Radio, your local classic rock FM station, almost all of these outlets, almost all of them exclusively are owned by Jews. And when you find an outlet that doesn't sing the party line, that maybe steps over that boundary and says, hey, something's wrong here, you'll find that they're not owned by Jews. That wasn't even where I was going to today with this. That's part of it. Where I wanted to go today with this was personal responsibility. To not be afraid to speak out and say, hey, I think Michael Vick's a scumbag. And I think everybody like him is a scumbag. I think those that abuse animals and abuse old folks and abuse children and women, I think these people are scumbags. Hey, Raj, did you realize that slavery is legal in Israel? That's another fact. These people brutalize women in that country. Another fact, Raj. And yet, I'm going to send my foreign aid, billions of dollars from my country to that dump over there they call Israel? Oh, but I shouldn't speak out against it? Oh, I might make somebody mad at Jews. I'm just inciting hatred, folks. I hope I am. I hope I am inciting hatred at those that wish to destroy our nation, whatever race, color, or creed they are. because anybody that wishes to destroy my nation is my enemy. And if you don't see it that way, Raj, then I don't even think you're an American. Am I a federal agent? I have never worked for the federal government. I have never worked for any law enforcement agency. So I don't know what you're smoking in your pipe there, Raj, but, you know, it's probably not legal. Folks, we got some real issues in this country. They won't even let Ron Paul on the debates, Raj. Why is that? The warmongers, those that would have us in war in the Middle East, they don't want him on there. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why they don't want Ron Paul to talk. You know, maybe Ron Paul's inciting people to get mad too. Maybe Ron Paul's a government agent like me. Or maybe people are just getting fed up. Go downtown here this afternoon and have to see all the illegals. We just had a deputy sheriff in the county I live in, little hick county I live in, got hit in the squad car by an illegal who didn't even have a driver's license. But we shouldn't say anything about the Mexicans. We might make other Americans get angry at them. I don't know why they would. I mean, surely we can go to foreign countries and just walk on in and drive without licenses and not obey any of their laws. Surely Americans can do that, right? I don't think so. They'll bounce you out of there so fast. I don't know, folks. Phone lines are open. 1-800-313-9443. What do y'all think? Is this show about racial hatred and that type of thing, or is this show about maybe what the facts are out there? Oh, weigh in, folks. If there's anybody else out there that disagrees with me, please do so. I mean, I think it's great. People disagree, but when you ask them why, they can't come up with any facts. It's just, oh, you say this, you do that. I'm only speaking what I see as facts. And like I did report earlier, Michael Vick has not been convicted. And in this country, you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, just ask Scott Peterson. I hear this guy sitting in prison right now, and the state couldn't even come up with a cause of death. Yet he's charged with murder. He's doing life imprisonment. Folks, at some point, we've got to wake up. You got to do something. You got to get away from the NFL. You got to get away from their little trap of the boob tube. Suck you right in. And it's not just there. It's the malls, the whole entertainment way of life here in America. Like I said, they're trying to put excuses onto Michael Vick coming from a poor family. My mother grew up in a family where my grandfather was a coal miner. You want to talk about poor? Then my grandfather had to quit the mine because of black lung. My mom come up out of a poor family. They ate rabbit and squirrel in the wintertime. In the summertime, they ate frogs and fish, whatever my grandfather could put on the table. Didn't have money for the dentist. All their clothes were homemade. Yet I don't think my uncle went out and done stuff like Michael Vick's done.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tennessee. How are you doing today, John?
Good morning, Brad. Boy, you had me fooled. I didn't know you were an agent. Listen, and where to begin? Roger, if you're still listening, you know, facts are funny things, aren't they, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the occurrence of certain crimes, whether it's dogfighting or whether it's distribution of drugs or car thieves or the mob, you know, everyone relates the mob with the mafia. There's certain things, Brad, that certain people are drawn to. Now, it's not just blacks that are into dogfighting. I live in Tennessee out in the hills, and I can assure you there's some good old boys that fight dogs. I've never been.
That's right.
They fight cocks. I've never been. And I've warned people that I know frequent these places, and they're not gambling, and they're not fighting dogs, but if you're there, you're involved. You're going down with them. Well, and it's cruel, but I can about assure you that Michael Vick got into it because of gambling. The gambling that goes along with it, you know, well, it's just a dog, and we hear all kinds of things.
Well, they were pointing out that at these dog fights, not only is the gambling prevalent, but so is the drugs.
Drugs and prostitution and everything else that goes along with it. But what it amounts to is that if You know, how dare you, Brad, point out truth? But, you know, the truth is very offensive, and it doesn't matter where you look at it. You know that. You know when he said you've infiltrated RBN. Right? He says, well, otherwise it'd be successful as what's his name? I can't even remember. Alex Jones. You know, enough of this infighting. The truth has got to get out, and we can all point to other people. But the ones that have put him in a position to do this, and I'm not trying to take responsibility away from Michael Vick, but there's people that know that, hey, dogfighting will go good here and drugs will go good here, and we have them where we want them, and let's cause them to fight with one another, and they'll leave us alone. And that's exactly the trap that this nation has fallen into. It's like I've said many, many times, you know, when you see the truth and you don't like it, you tend to turn away. Yeah, unless you've got a backbone. Then you look at it, you're fighting the fight. You know, and if you turn away, it's similar to, you know, a kid whistling past a graveyard. If you pretend it's not there, then it's not there. And when someone draws your attention to it, you don't want to see it. Look away, because it's a scary thing. The names on the board of directors, and look at the CEO. And I'm not anti-Semitic, Brad. I am anti-false Jew, anti-synagogue of Satan Jew, which is what the Bible tells us to do. And when you see the names of Cohen and different names that you know to be Jewish, call it what it is.
John, we're out of time. I apologize to all the other callers. Get in earlier next week.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, John. Thanks for all the other callers. Hey, have a positive and great week. Go out and defend the Republic, folks. Stay tuned. With